السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن، قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما، قال ومن ذريتي، قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. وقال تعالى: وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Honorable and respected علماء كرام, beloved brothers in Islam, from the existence of man, we had found two phenomena that had been continuing. One is love and the manifestation of love. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, people loved either others or people loved different things, and that then manifested either that love was a real and pure love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or either that love was against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there was this concept of love, and that love also manifested in different ways. The second that existed ever since mankind has set foot on this earth was that of sacrifice. People have sacrificed either for the right reasons, or people had sacrificed for the wrong reasons. And when there was a sacrifice for the correct cause, for the correct reason, then we found the manifestation of it by people celebrating, commemorating it thereafter. And both these manifestations, the manifestation of love and the commemoration of sacrifices, has been in different ways. When we go into the history of man, we will find that there was one way in which one person will show the manifestation of his love. Sometimes it was a verbal expression, and that also we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inni uhibbuka fillah," that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there were some times when that was not just sufficient. Man had to express his love in different ways, and that love manifested. In the history of man, we find that there were those people who loved others in certain communities amongst the Greeks and the others in Europe, that the lover will pierce his or her body, or sometimes cut, and the blood that oozes out was placed into a container, and then that blood in that container was sent to the beloved. When that beloved, whether the beloved was close by, or whether the beloved was far away, it was this expression of love through the sending of this blood. It was a form of a sacrifice for you, O my beloved. Then we have in other communities and other societies that when the lover wanted to express his love to his beloved, then we found that that expression and that manifestation was done by way of piercing the body, then that blood, with that blood, a letter would be written to the beloved.
And that was a letter that was written in the blood of the lover. And this again was an expression of the love of the lover for the beloved, a manifestation of his or her love, or at least one part of the letter at the end, one will write, I love you with that blood. Now we find that that manifestation of blood, or that manifestation of love through blood, then goes in different ways. We found through the history of man, that when one person was loyal to another, when one had love for another, then one will kill the enemy of the beloved, take the blood of someone else, to show the beloved that I love you, to show the beloved I am loyal to you. And then of course, we have never found in history the manifestation of a lover for the beloved like we find the manifestation of the love of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam for his lover Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we look at this, when we try to understand this, that Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed and Allah Ta'ala had made Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam the Khalil. Allah had made him a Khalil. Now one meaning of Khalil is where the heart is void of the love of everyone and everything else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some ulama have stated, and those that are well versed with the Urdu language may appreciate it, it also derived from the Arabic word khalal. Khalal means an interruption. Something that comes in between. You make khilal of your fingers, you make khilal of your toes. You put something in between something, that at that advanced age, after making an abundance of dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a son in the name of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want to see, Allah knew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the whole of mankind that there is no khalal, there is no interruption of the love in the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam for his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, in a way that will become an interruption and a void between him and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This entire synopsis of this entire incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, that there was never an interruption, there was never a cut-off in the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam for that extreme love that he had for Allah Rabbul Izzat, that no matter how much I love my son, the history bears testimony to the fact that no person had shed the blood of someone that was most beloved to him for someone that was even more beloved. And that is, brothers and friends, this entire episode of the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, or rather the intended sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam for Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. When we look at the commemoration of this sacrifice, people that had sacrificed their lives, and in South Africa we have different examples of Mandela and others, and that was either noted in books or some kind of monument was established, and in that way monumental remembrance of sacrifices of individuals has been noted in the history of man. But to react and to enact and to bring in the lives of others and to liven in the lives of others to commemorate such a great sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed, and Allah ta'ala granted this to the ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the Quran, we'll be amazed that the Yahud and the Nasara both made claims to the fact that they are the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or rather more realistically, they wanted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to be followers of their creed. The Yahud would claim that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Yahudi. Who was Yahud, and where Yahudiyat had started, they did not look at the historical details, they had come before that. And then the Christians, they made the claim that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Christian, but notwithstanding all the claims they made to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the thought had never occurred to them. The thought had never occurred to them that we should commemorate such a great sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, enshrine it and bring it into our religion and keep this going on a year-to-year basis till the day of Qiyamah. That had never even entered their minds. This great ibadat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahim lalladhina ittaba'uhu wa hadha an-nabiyyu walladhina amanu. When you lay claims that you love someone, when you lay claims that you are loyal to someone, then it should manifest in the fact that you follow the way of life of that individual. And this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown its love, its loyalty, its adherence to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the affinity to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, by continuing this qurbani. Brothers and friends, it is not just a simple matter of the purchasing of an animal, petting the animal, giving the animal water to drink. All that is part of our Shariat. But there is a more sublime message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us, and there are greater lessons we learn from all of this. And the very first lesson, some ulama have stated, that when we take that animal to be slaughtered, just reflect in the mind, in the heart, that, oh Allah, he had and he was prepared to slaughter and sacrifice his son. Am I prepared to sacrifice all my haram desires for your sake? Am I prepared to put the knife on my nafs and my desires, oh Allah, only for your sake? If we can do that, some ulama have written, at that crucial time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door of love in our hearts for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala grant that to us. When we look through the lives of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, page after page, page after page, there is a written and documented incident and story of a lover that sacrificed for his beloved. Just one amongst them is the incident of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Huzafa al-Sahmi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His incidents and his life is a very interesting life. But just the last part of it that we like to discuss, that when in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had gone out in battle and then he was captured by the Romans. Amongst other captives, when he was brought to the Emperor of Rome, the Emperor of Rome had seen some outstanding quality in Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Huzafa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he made him the target and also a lesson for mankind till the day of Qiyamah, more especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he saw Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, something had come in the heart of the emperor that probably this is a person I can manipulate. And the first thing that he had offered Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was made this offer by the emperor that should you become a Christian, I will share a portion of my dominion with you and you can marry any woman you love. If we put this literally, he puts the whole world at the feet of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What is in the heart of this Sahabi? That love for Allah ta'ala, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the love for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that not part of your dominion, if you give me your entire dominion, I will not leave my faith. So now, he begins to entice Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he now places him on a crucifix, and then he changes his mind, and he has a pot, a cauldron of boiling oil that has been boiled, and he takes one of the other prisoners and throws him into this boiling oil, and it comes in the narration that his body boiled till only his bones were left. That was visible to Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu begins to cry. Emperor feels the job is done. I have intimidated him. I have convinced him. Why are you crying? Sayyidina Abdullah in a nutshell replies, my cry is that how I wish, my grief and my sorrow is that how I wish I had soles of my body equivalent to the hair that is on my body, and each one of these soles are given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, that was a heart that was filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was a heart that was filled with the dedication to the deen of Allah ta'ala. A heart that was filled for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Eventually, when the emperor saw that this man is not going to surrender, when he realized that the surrender is only for Allah Rabbul Izzat, he said, if you kiss me on my forehead, I will let you go free. He said, no, let me and my fellow prisoners go free. Sayyidina Abdullah thought for a while that the kiss on the forehead of an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worth the while for his friends, the others, to be freed. And hence he goes and he kisses his forehead. And when he comes to Madinah Tayyibah, and this incident is related to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to the people of Madinah that each one of us owe a kiss to Sayyidina Abdullah on his forehead, beginning from me. Amirul Mu'mineen stands up and he kisses him on his forehead. Why? Because he showed that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and friends, this is the day when we have to surrender. Surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or submission to Allah ta'ala, only comes after the recognition of Allah ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, aslim, his immediate reaction, aslamtu li rabbil alameen, surrender. And he said, I will surrender for the Rabb of the entire universe. He didn't say to Allah, I will surrender to you, because he understood that Allah is the Rabb of the entire universe. He had that recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So brothers, the one lesson that we learn is try and rejuvenate that love. Every believer has love in his heart for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to rekindle this. We need to talk to ourselves about it. We need to rejuvenate that love for Allah Rabbul Izzat on occasions like the udhiyah, the sacrifice, or the qurbani. And secondly, let us surrender to Allah ta'ala, submit to Allah ta'ala, because we recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of the entire universe. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the ability to practice. May Allah ta'ala accept the qurbani of each and every individual, not only the qurbani by way of the udhiyah, but whoever sacrifice for the deen of Allah in whichever way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the sacrifice of one and all. And those that are suffering in our ummah, in the different hot spots and trouble spots of the world, may Allah ta'ala alleviate and release them of all their difficulties and sufferings. Those who are ill and sick, may Allah ta'ala grant them all shifa'i kamil ajil mustamir. Those who have left us, may Allah ta'ala grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. Those who have lost close ones, may Allah ta'ala grant us sabr-e-jameel. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.